We saw a nice follow-through move in Monday's price action in the cattle market and feeders, both of them in the lead month futures taking out their Friday highs. I think you're probably getting some support again from the 185 cash market. Also noting that the weekly production number came in down about 13,000 head, which would be about 2.1% from the prior week and down about 5.2% from last year at this time. And even though we saw dress weights go up a pound and we're now 30 pounds above last year at this time, we're still down 2% in production versus the prior week and about 1.8% versus the same time last year. I think the other thing that's really important to think about here is the maybe the technicals. The fat cattle market, a December contract, has a gap from the November 7th close to the November 8th opening. That's going to be at about 185.28. It would make sense to me with that 185 cash price on this negotiated cash chart that maybe the Dease contract would want to try and get up to that gap and fill it. We also see on the May feeder cattle contract, the value level contract, that we've got a gap at 250.60. I would suspect we're going to fill that since we got into the 250s today for a high. Now, so what I want to say here is that I think we got some tailwinds again, thanks to the Wall Street market finding support and the hog market finding support. But I don't want to overplay our hand here. I think the feeder cattle are primarily going up on an idea that we're retaining, and we're really starting to retain and hold back and get ready to rebuild the cattle and change the cycle quite a bit here as we end 2024. I think the futures market's pricing that in. So let's give this market a little bit more room. In other words, another $10 higher in May to that 260.50 level, and I'll be really eager to get some hedges in place for the spring marketings for feeders. The other thing I would say is the next chart below the May feeders is the updated official prices for retail cuts of meat. Key retail cuts, extra lean ground beef and grain stayed the same versus last month. Notice the big jump in U.S. chicken breast prices above $4. This is Bureau of Labor Statistics retail prices. So we're above $4, and that means the chicken market is not going to compete as effectively as it probably has in the past with the beef or the pork unless those beef and pork prices go up. But what you notice is pretty big drop in beef and pork prices versus the past couple months. So you're back below 450 for your center cut pork chops, and you're back below or right at about 1055, 1057 in your steak prices. I think this is a key element to the short term as well, that if we can see the dollar break and these prices are going down, that opens the upside up, and I'll give the market more room to go higher. And so I want to be flexible with this market. But once we get, as I said, to that 260.50 level in the May feeders, I think getting floors in place is very, very wise given the uncertainty in this market and given what I talked about in the grain complex, in the grain update section about the Brazilians looking at getting more meat into China. And Peru is looking at getting more meat into China as well as this new megaport gets opened up here in the next couple months. I want to talk a little bit more about the retail side of the equation. We're seeing an interesting dynamic continue to develop where the beef market's holding up much better than the pork market. I've got two weekly feature activity updates, one beef, one pork, right with one another. You notice that the feature rate in beef last week was up 2.1%, while the feature rate in the pork went down almost 13%. And so you can see that you've got a total number of outlets promoting beef this past week at 24,443. Same number of total outlets in pork. That's how they measure all this. So then when you look at the activity index and the feature rate, that's what they're measuring it off of, is 81.7 for the feature rate in beef versus 79.6 the prior week. But look at the big drop in the pork side of the equation. This surprises me because I thought we'd have a lot more activity in the pork sector. I know turkey prices are down this year, but I just thought pork would be doing better at this point. So I conclude this section with more information for you all to look at, because I don't really give official hedge recommendations in hogs anymore, because no one works with me in hogs. Everybody's contracted and does their own scale issues with their packer or with whoever they're feeding with. But the pork trend by U.S. Foods is clearly lower this past week, which reflects the week of as of November 8th. And then if you look at the Chinese market, which we've talked a lot about the last two charts in this section, mainland Chinese market-ready hog prices in Henan province have been diving. They've gone from about $1.30 plus in the third quarter, now down to below $1 a pound, and they're getting very close to their major lows when it comes to the first part of 2024 and late 2023. I would not be surprised with the Chinese domestic consumption being what it is and the Chinese stimulus from the government having seen that it's not very much in favor of increased domestic consumption, that we don't go back to those lows. And you see that the Dalian futures, the hog futures in China's Dalian market, is starting to reflect that with a gap lower here this week and now down into the late spring, early summer price levels, looking very reflective of that cash chart coming from Henan province. And so if China's hog market gives way, I can't help but think it's going to impact us here domestically. And so like the beef, we really need that softer dollar here and more of an inflationary mindset to offset maybe not losing as much export business or picking it up from countries like Japan or South Korea or someone like that. So still very much on pins and needles when it comes to the pork sector, very much on pins and needles when it comes to Wall Street. But the beef side of the equation has improved, and it's surprised me in terms of the retail market compared to its competing meats. So I'll leave it at that. If you have any questions, give me a call. Thanks.